This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. For the second straight week, a group of Grand Valley residents opposed to vaccinations showed up at the Mesa County Commissioners meeting Monday, urging commissioners to declare the county a constitutional sanctuary, rejecting state and federal law, and threatening civil war if they don't. Commissioners defended freedom to choose, their resolution giving residents the right to make their own decisions when it comes to eased COVID-related restrictions. They also defended the county health department and their steps to combat the deadly coronavirus. The town of Paonia, as well as Black Canyon National Park and the Curraconti Rec Area, joined 25 counties on the Western Slope and area national forests by enacting Stage 1 fire restrictions this week. Under these restrictions, fireworks are prohibited. Also covered in the ban are campfires, not in a pre-approved campground or enclosed fire pit. Agricultural burning is no longer allowed, nor is smoking cigarettes outdoors. Please don't toss your butts. Fines run up to $500. State Representatives Julie McCluskey, Democrat, and Matt Soper, Republican, are hosting a legislative wrap-up on June 28th from noon to 1 at the Delta County Fairgrounds in Hotchkiss. They'll share an overview of the state budget and their take on significant new legislation. You can hear KVNF's coverage of The Ledge at kvnf.org. Lumber futures for July dropped 41% from a record high in May. It's a drastic drop after only a few months, signaling to the building industry that the supply chain from sawmill production is potentially evening out after difficulty caused by the pandemic. The Montrose Press reports there's still a monumental demand for housing in Western Colorado, and prices are still high for other building materials such as metal, windows, and doors. Colorado River water managers could be pulled back to the negotiating table as soon as next year to keep reservoirs from declining further. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
The 2019 drought contingency plan was meant to give the U.S. and Mexican states that depend on the river a roadmap to manage water shortages. But that plan requires the river's biggest reservoir, Lake Mead, to drop to unprecedented levels before conservation becomes mandatory. Michael Bernardo is with the Federal Bureau of Reclamation and says one more dry year could put the system in crisis.
You'll start to see a lot more concern and activity within the basin states and our principals to get together to come up with another proactive agreement to protect the reservoirs.
Climate change is hammering the Colorado River Basin, where records have recently been set for both high temperatures and dry conditions. Lake Mead just declined to its lowest level since it was first filled in the 1930s. I'm Luke Runyon.
Most North Fork Valley residents know about Final Fridays in Paonia, but did you know there's also a Final Saturday event series this summer? KVNF's Paula Rodriguez takes a look.
The North Fork Valley Creative Coalition is organizing a street market in downtown Paonia.
We've got furniture, sculpture, cards, we have an author, we have mostly visual artists. Again, everything's handmade, food and drink. And as the summer progresses, we'll have puppetry and more kids' activities and a variety of performers. So there'll always be live music and activity for the whole family.
That was Amy DeLuca with the NFVCC Board of Directors. The street market will occur on the final Saturday of the month from June to August from 3 to 8 p.m. For KVNF News, I'm Apollo Rodriguez.
Kate Redmond attended yesterday's press conference with DA Seth Ryan and brings us this story.
DA Seth Ryan from the 7th Judicial District held a press conference in Delta yesterday to announce the findings of the critical incident team investigating the fatal shooting of Paige Pierce by Delta County Sheriff Deputy Nolan Davis on April 9th. DA Seth Ryan presented redacted body camera footage of the officer as he pursued Paige Pierce. She was originally pulled over for not having license plates on her car. Ryan also showed visuals that the incident team provided in recreating the speed and trajectory of her vehicle during the chase. After reviewing all the information, the district attorney has decided there is not sufficient evidence to pursue a criminal case of homicide against Deputy Davis. Here is Seth Ryan speaking at the press conference.
So as the district attorney's office, we're required to prove each and every element of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt to the unanimous satisfaction of 12 jurors. Self-defense is an affirmative defense that is applicable in this situation. The elements of self-defense are that the person reasonably believed a lesser degree of force was inadequate, and they used deadly physical force in order to defend themselves from what they reasonably believed to be the use or imminent use of unlawful physical force by the other person, and that they had reasonable grounds to believe and did believe that they were in imminent danger of being killed or of receiving great bodily injury.
The family and friends of Paige Pierce are unhappy with the decision of the DA. Outside the press conference, there was a gathering of about a dozen people holding signs and chanting, "Justice for Paige." Many had been mobilized by a Facebook page of the same name. I spoke with Haley Hill, who was upset.
They hope everyone will stay quiet because it's a small town and they can keep doing what they're doing, and it's wrong. They're not protecting anyone.
One question that was not answered at the press conference was, what is the policy of the Delta County Sheriff's Office on car chases and shooting into a moving vehicle? And were any internal policies violated in the pursuit and killing of Paige Pierce? The district attorney was not able to answer that. The sheriff's office did not participate in the press conference to underscore the separation and independence of the criminal investigation by the District 7 critical incident team from the sheriff's office. I called Sheriff Taylor to ask him the same question.
Does she have a criminal investigation, which the 7th Judicial District critical incident team, they're the ones that come in and they investigate the criminal side. This was a homicide where the deputy took somebody's life. And so the critical incident team, they come in and they investigate that incident, the criminal side of it. And then they provide all that information to the DA's office. The DA's office makes a determination whether that homicide was justified. In this case, that's what came out, that the deputy was justified. Then there's a second investigation that takes place. Typically, the affecting agency does an internal investigation as to whether any policies were violated during this incident. Our office did that investigation on the administrative side and concluded that there was no major policy violations during this incident.
Paige Pierce's family has retained attorney Kevin Mayer. They will be filing suit charging Pierce was deprived of her civil rights and making a wrongful death claim. Attorney Mayer also questions the DA's jurisdiction in clearing Deputy Davis.
Obviously, we disagree with the decision. I think from a 10,000-foot perspective, there's still a problem with the district attorney in this jurisdiction being the one to make the call, particularly when there is express statutory authority for the Attorney General's office to investigate and be the entity that makes the call on charging criminally in these situations. And I just think that that, especially in an era where public trust in the police and the government is kind of at an all-time low, that that's got to be the best policy for our state, our country, and that's got to be what we do moving forward.
We will continue to follow this story. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for today's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.